This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace, blessings and mercy upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gifted mercy. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy for the entire creation. Allah made it very clear in the glorious Quran. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy for the entire creation. Indeed, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent as a favor for the believers, to guide them, to help them, to pray for them, to teach them the way that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, my brothers and sisters, that whatever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives, we need to take it. And whatever he told to abstain from, we need to be away from it. This is the attitude of a true believer. Subhanallah, what we need to realize is whatever the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught to us in Islam is from Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah Almighty, He says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that He does not speak anything from Himself, but whatever was revealed to Him, He speaks. Subhanallah, this is the reason. Following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Almighty made it a condition of loving Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 31, قُلْ, say to them, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you really love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When you do that, Allah will love you and He will forgive all your sins. So my beloved brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent as a mercy, as a favor, as a guide, as a teacher for the entire humanity. This is very much relevant now in particular, because we know that the Rabiul Awwal is the month in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, was born. And what great time would it be to actually invite our attention, take some action in order to study the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study what was his way, study what was his teachings, what was his values, what was his character, what was his message and mission. Subhanallah, this is the action that I want each one of you who's listening to me to take, my brothers and sisters. Make it a point that you study the life in the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when you learn about him, you'll be able to follow him. And when you follow him, you'll be able to truly love him. Loving Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the part of our faith. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, there is no one who was greater, beautiful and kind than Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We need to really understand that he was sent as a mercy for the entire creation, not just for the humans, but for the rest of the creation as well. So my brothers and sisters, let us take this opportunity upon us to study this beautiful man, this beautiful individual who brought the guidance, subhanallah, by the will of Allah Rabbul Izzah, and taught us and prayed for us, and make sure that we take his message, his values, his teachings to others as well. We ask Allah Almighty to help us understand his real level of character. As Allah Almighty says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, have an exalted standard of character. So he was the best, he is the best, and he is going to remain as the best until eternity. Let us make sure that we truly learn about him, love him, and truly follow him. We ask Allah Almighty to help us develop His true love so that we can be with Him in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.